one and all to a one-of-a-kind production brought to you by The Rabbit Hole and A Very Creative Kid. Without further ado, we present to you Mermaid Tales. Sit back, relax, and let the show begin. Once upon a time, deep in the ocean, inside of a giant seashell, there lived a mermaid. Oh, hello, mermaid. What's your name? That's a very nice name. And what color is this beautiful seashell house that you live in? You know, I heard that you have a pet turtle. Is that true? Well, what's their name? Well, as you know, today is the day that you get your first official mermaid scepter from Queen Angelfish. That means that you'll be ready to start your advanced mermaid classes. You have been waiting for this day for a very long time. Today's the day. I can't believe it. Where do I go? What should I say? What can I wear? I can't be late. I'm a little nervous, I admit. You see, I've always wanted to meet Her Majesty, the Royal Queen. I've been practicing how I'll bow to her and say, I'd like to be like you someday, and I'm going to learn how to be the best mermaid I can be. Yes, I've spent years practicing. Today's the day. Today's the day. Today's the day. Now, to receive your scepter, you're going to have to travel all the way across the ocean to the Queen's palace. But before you go, you're going to need to pack a few things. First, you'll need your map, so you know how to get there. Next, you must reach into your treasure chest and pull out your good luck seashell necklace. Last but not least, don't forget your pet turtle. All you have to do is clap 3 times and they'll come right away.
Whee! Here I am, mermaid. It's the big day. I'm so excited to go on this adventure with you.
Now, take out your map and have a good look. It says that you start your adventure at Seahorse City. It's very easy to get there. You just have to swim in a circle 3 times.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! This part always makes me dizzy.
Look, you're here already. Seahorse City is full of rainbow coral and busy seahorses swimming around doing all kinds of important things. What's your favorite rainbow color? Well, if you put your hands to your eyes like binoculars, you can see the whole city. Oh, and look to the right. There's your best seahorse friend, Asha.
Asha looks sad, and her rainbow colors aren't as bright as they usually are. Can you ask her what's wrong?
Oh, hello, mermaid. It's nice to see you. Well, all day I've been trying to practice my seahorse ballet. Today's my big show. I'm starting to feel kind of nervous. Oh, I wish I had someone to practice with. Hey, mermaid, would you practice with me? It would really help me feel brave. You will? Oh, you're the best! You can dance any way you like.
To start the music, you and Asha have to strike a pose and say, ta-da!
Ta-da!
Don't forget the grand finale, one giant mermaid leap. Incredible dance moves, friends. Take a big bow.
Woohoo! Bravo! Encore! Encore!
Oh, thank you, mermaid! better. I'm gonna practice a bit more, and then I really think I'll be ready for the big show. Oh, you're such a good friend.
That was great, you two. But Mermaid, we can't be late to meet the Queen Angelfish. We have to get going.
Your turtle is right. Say goodbye to Asha.
Oh, bye, Mermaid. See you soon.
Take out your map again. It looks like your next stop is the Starfish Cave. To get there, you just have to doggy paddle to the left, wiggle to the right, and do a big bubble spin. Oh, look, you're here.
Oh, it's so glittery in here. And look at all these starfish.
This cave is very dark, but the glitter is so shiny that it makes it easy to look around. The walls are covered in gold starfish, and if you listen closely, you can hear them giggling as you pass by. You know, it's good luck to make a wish in the Starfish Cave. Just hold on to your lucky seashell necklace, close your eyes, and make a wish. What did you wish for? Huh, that sounds lovely.
I wished for more kelp treats. Yum. But Mermaid, look! There's a fork in the cave. I wonder which way we should go.
That's a good question. You look to the left. You look to the right. Oh, over there. Do you see that very shiny door? Do you think that door could lead you to Queen Angelfish's palace? Well, go ahead and walk on over to it.
Oh, look! The door is shaped like an angelfish. It must be the door to get into the queendom. But, oh my, it looks like a starfish is covering the handle.
And it sounds like the starfish is asleep. To wake him up, just say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Good afternoon. Name, please. Oh my, are you a mermaid? Well, it's nice to meet you. My name is Nina the Starfish. Now, let me guess, you would like to get into the queendom to meet Queen Angelfish. Well, I have strict orders not to let anyone through unless they listen to one of my very silly knock-knock jokes.
Well, that's no problem at all. You love jokes. You give Nina the Starfish a big thumbs up.
Oh, goody. Knock-knock. Water. What are you waiting for? Open the door. My, that was very funny. Thank you for listening. All right, now, let me wiggle off this handle so you can really open the door.
Don't forget to say thank you to Nina for the good laugh.
You're very welcome. Enjoy your stay.
Now, try opening the door with a wave of your tail. Very impressive.
Wow! We made it, Mermaid! This is the Queen's Palace! I'm so excited I can swim in circles!
That looks like fun! You're so excited that you joined Turtle and you swim in circles too! Hey, look! Another mermaid is swimming towards you!
Excuse me, Mermaid? Oh, and hello, Turtle friend! My name is Isabella, and I've been sent here by Queen Angelfish to guide you to her ballroom for the scepter ceremony. All the other mermaids are very excited to see you. Would you both follow me, please?
Let's go! Mermaid Isabella is leading the way through the castle. Ooh, look at how all the walls are made of beautiful seashells. And look up! The ceiling is covered in a wonderful painting of all different kinds of ocean creatures. Oh, and do you see how each corner is filled with brightly colored coral? Just like in Seahorse City. All around are happy young mermaids having fun and playing mermaid games. Some of them are even waving hello to you.
Here we are, the Royal Ballroom. And there is Her Majesty, Queen Angelfish.
Wow, what a magnificent room. Oh, and look at Queen Angelfish over there. She's floating next to a large shell with a teal pearl inside. She's wearing a seashell crown and is holding her very own gold scepter, covered in sea moss.
Woohoo! We made it! We made it!
Yes, and the queen has been waiting for you. Go say hello by giving her a bow.
My dear, I am so excited to have you here. I do hope your journey to the castle wasn't too much trouble.
You tell Queen Angelfish that it was no trouble at all.
Oh, that's good to hear. And tell us, what was the most magical thing you saw on your adventure? Oh, it sounds like you had a wonderful time. And a little fishy told me about all the things you did on the way over. I heard that you helped your friend Asha the Seahorse practice for her big ballet show. Ah, that was very kind. And Nina the Starfish told me that you were a wonderful audience for her newest knock-knock joke. She loves to make others giggle. You are such a brave, kind, and smart mermaid. And as such, it would be my honor to give you your first official mermaid scepter. Will you accept this gift? Fantastic! Oh, but first, you must say your mermaid name out loud. And then, tell us your favorite sea creature. And finally, can you tell me what your new mermaid power will be?
I think she's going to do really well.
Whoa, look! Look inside the shell!
Inside the queen's shell is the most beautiful scepter you've ever seen. It's all of your favorite colors, and it's the perfect size for you. Now hold your new scepter up high and take a big bow.
Oh, mermaid! I'm so happy for you!
Me too! Congratulations!
Now that you have your first official scepter, my dear, you can start taking mermaid magic classes here at the palace whenever you're ready.
You've always wanted to take mermaid magic classes, haven't you? To accept the queen's offer, jump up and down 2 times.
Ooh, maybe you'll learn how to make magical kelp treats.
Hey, what's happening to your hair? It's changing colors.
This means you are now an advanced student in mermaid magic.
What's your new hair color? It looks incredible.
Ah, what a wonderful day this is. You know, I think this calls for more celebration. Mermaids, let's gather the jellyfish band and get this party started.
After the party, you eat a very tasty mermaid dinner with all of your favorite ocean treats. At the end of the party, the royal dolphins offer to take you and your pet turtle home. Wave goodbye to all your friends! Oh, don't forget to bow to the queen.
Goodbye, dear. See you tomorrow for class.
You take the royal dolphin's fin and hold on to your pet turtle. They swim so fast that you're home before you know it. What a magnificent day it's been, and what an incredible adventure that was. Now you and Turtle are back home in your cozy seashell. More adventures await tomorrow, Mermaid. But for now, it's time to rest. The end.